Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. In this episode, I will give a demonstration of Bible writers talking to me. And I will also give the proof of such demonstration. You hear me say, the Bible says to me. So the question is, what does the Bible say to me? And what is the source? We know the source is the Bible, of course. That's my source of information having to do with the knowledge of God. So I'll get started. It has been prophesied in Scripture that the Lord God will come, Isaiah 40:10. And lo, it shall be said in that day, the day when the Lord God comes, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. Genesis 50:24-25 says, God will surely visit you. Now, in these statements, Bible authors are speaking to the people. They are speaking to the Gentiles and other people as well. Let me read this statement coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 49. Says this. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor together. So that sums it up, doesn't it? They are speaking to all the people, Gentiles included. All ye people, all ye inhabitants of the world. Okay, I continue. God is in heaven. Ecclesiastes 5:2. And thou on the earth. Now the Bible says, Daniel 2:28, and this is all a prelude to my main message. Daniel 2:28, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Question is, who is that God? Where is that God? And what secrets does he reveal? Now, the people are commanded to let God be true. It says in Romans 2:16, God shall judge the secrets of men. And I will show what secrets I have judged. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Psalm 57:3. So, truth comes from God. Okay. Daniel 4:2 says to me, show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought. Now, Revelation 10:7, the mystery of God should be finished. When God comes and reveals himself, there is no longer mystique concerning God. Okay. Here's a question, Job 21:22. Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judges those that are high? That is one of the things God does. He judges those that are high. And in my archives, you can check in the titles for the keyword judgment, and you will see where God has judged those that are high. Okay. The proof of my work. Now, Ecclesiastes 3:14 says, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. What has God done? What has the former God done? The former God has left to us and for us his will. I have discovered the will of the former God. I refer to as the testator God, God the testator. I have spoken at length on the will of God the testator. I have made known, as stated in Ephesians 1 verse 9, I have made known the will of the holy will of God the testator. That's Ephesians 1 9, which says, having made known to us the mystery of his will, the us is a reference to the people. Having made known to us the mystery of his will. If you have not marked that as fulfilled, mark that statement as fulfilled. God has made known the mystery. The new God has made known the mystery of the former God, the testator. Okay. And it says, whatsoever God has done in that will, it shall be forever. The things in the will of God shall be fulfilled. And they are being fulfilled. I have a lot, a part to do in the will of God being fulfilled. I have a part. And I have shown you my part. And I guess I am continuing to show my part in the performing of God's will today. Okay? Now, what has God said to me? What has the former God said to me? He has given me a commandment. Commandment is in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. I am told to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things. In other words, I am told to seek out all things. Okay? Now, I have done that. I have elucidated on the on all things having to do or coming from the holy will of God, the testator. I have spoken on those things. I have made known those things. Seek out all things. All things are. I have a part in my book, my document, titled The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. I have a section called The Lord's Writ on All Things. The Lord's Writ on All Things. Now, I am told this, to speak. I am told to speak what I know. All right? That statement comes from Job 34:33. Job 34:33 says to me, speak what thou knowest. Now, I'm told to seek out all things. I'm told to speak what I know. I am told this in Revelations 1. Verse 9 and 11, I'm told first to read the book, to read the Bible, read the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Then in Revelation 1:9, or 1:11 rather, Revelation 1:11, I am told, what thou seest, write in a book, another commandment. One, seek out all things. Two, read the book, read the Authorized Version Bible. Three, what you see or what I see, I am instructed to write in a book. Revelation 1:19, I am told, write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I've told those things. Now, have I done that? Have I read the book? Have I read the Authorized Version Bible as instructed by the will of God or from the will of God? Have I read the book? Have I searched out all things? And what I have seen in my scrutiny and analysis of the book, have I written those things down in a book? Have I written the things which I have seen? Have I written the things which are that I have seen in the book of the law, the Authorized Version Bible? And have I written down the things which shall be hereafter coming from the Authorized Version Bible? Yes, I have. I have done that. I have been instructed to do those things. I have done those things. And I have the proof. One such proof is sitting right now in my lap. The document is sitting in my lap. All right? It is before me. Now, with that, let me go to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verse 10, I alluded to it at the beginning, says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand." And then the last statement there says, "His work is before him." At this moment, that word is very true. My work is right before me. As I said, it's sitting on my lap. Okay? His work is before him. That's true. All right? Now, I have been told to speak what I know. What do I know? I know this. I know that the Bible has asked me to answer it. Okay. Just like what I'm saying right now. This document is an answer to Scripture. The Scripture has told me to read the book, write the things that I see in a book. I have done that. So my work is in answer to Scripture. All right? I do the things the Scriptures tell me to do. I have searched out all things, and my findings are in my book that I have written in response to the word of the Lord God coming from the Authorized Version Bible. That's very clear, isn't it? I don't think it can get any clearer than that. I follow the commandments of Scripture. The commandments coming from the Scriptures. I follow them. Okay? Now, the document is my answer. My answer is also given on this program, Lawmaster's Law of God Broadcast. All of this is in answer and in response to what I have been instructed to do. One another thing I have been told, Psalm 94, verse 1 says, "O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself." I have done that. I am doing that. All in answer to Scripture. So then, Exodus 19:19 rings true with me. Exodus 19:19 says this, "And God answered him by a voice." Now, it is God that they are talking to, that the Scriptures are talking to in these statements. Okay? Seek and search out all things. Read the Authorized Version Bible. Seek and search out all things as you read and study, analyze and scrutinize Bible content. Write the things that you have seen in a book. Okay? Show thyself, reveal thyself. My answer is in the form of, is in written form, and it is in spoken form and written form on my page and on my internet program, Blog Talk Radio program, Lawmaster. Okay? So I have an electronic answer because of my program on Blog Talk Radio, and I have a, written answer, as in my documents. Okay? Now, so you're following this, and you're seeing that I am following Scripture. I am obeying Scripture. Seek and search out all things. What you see right in the book. Speak what you know. All of those things. Okay? So, the statement in Exodus 19:19 says this. God answered him by a voice. They are speaking to God, and they are telling him, and we'll see this as I go, that they are telling the individual, they are telling what the one that they are talking to, that he is God. As in this statement, thou art God. Now, if the logic is this, if that which I read coming from the book of Job, speak what you know, and I say that's talking to me, then it says, read the book, that's talking to me. It says, seek and search out all things, and I say that's talking to me. It says, what you see, write in a book, and I say that's talking to me. Then there are other things as well, wherein Scripture is speaking directly to me. Okay? God answers him by a voice. It didn't, in this scripture, say a given name. It said God answered. I answered, as I said, electronically, and I answered by writing. And it says, God answered him. Who? The speaker in Bible content. All the speakers in Bible content are viewed as one. They are seen as one speaker. They constitute one speaker. Okay? Because they are all in unity. They are all in agreement. And so they speak as one, though they be, or though they were many. God answered him by a voice. What did I say? My documents are my answer to the authors of Scripture, to Scripture, and my Law Master's Law of God broadcast is an answer to Scripture. And to those who have spoken to me in the Scriptures. God, they said, answered. All right? So mark, if you haven't, Exodus 19:19 as fulfilled. It says God has answered. Who has answered? I have answered. But the scriptures say God answered by a voice. My physical voice, the voice of my written word, and the voice of my program here on Blog Talk Radio. Three voices, physical, oral voice, my written word, that's my voice, and my program on Blog Talk Radio. God answered him by a voice. Now, have they said anything else to me? Yes, they have. And I'm going to get to that. Okay? And I turn in my document to the section, the laws writ on all things. Now, here's a statement here. 1 Samuel, let's see. Okay. 1 Samuel 16:3. Let's see what it said. 1 Samuel 16:3 says this, I will show thee what thou shalt do. Okay. Now, he's already shown me some things that I should do, which are read the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the things that I see, write in a book, and he has already told me to speak what I know. Now, there's a question, too, at the end of write the things that you've seen in a book. I'm asked a question, What seest thou? Zechariah, I believe it is in the book of Zechariah, asked the question, what seest thou? I'll try to turn quickly to it to see if it's in the book of Zechariah. Let's see here. Zechariah. Now, as I'm looking for that, my eyes have fallen on this passage in Zechariah 1:19. It says this, he answered me. In Exodus 19:19, it said, God answered him. Here it says, he answered me. We know that he is a reference to God. Now the question, okay, remember, I've been told, read the book, what you see right in the book. Okay? Now, I'm asked the question in Zechariah 5:2. What seest thou? Read the book, what you see right in the book. Write the things that shall be and all like that. Now it asks the question, what do you see? Okay? Well, one thing I see is the laws writ on all things. All right? What do I see? Let's see here. Ezra 10:4 says this, arise for this matter, the matter constituting the authorized version. This matter belongs to thee. Take this book of the law, Deuteronomy 31:26. Let me make sure these passages are correct. Deuteronomy 31:26. Okay, it says this. Yes, take this book of the law. I have taken the book of the law. Now, that is given to me. The book of the law is given to me. It's my workbook. What is it? It's the Authorized Version Bible. I have been commanded, take this law of the book. That statement is to me. Now, that's why I can say, read the book, write the things that you see, and it now asks me the question, what do I see? But in conjunction with that, we have a statement coming from Ecclesiastes. Take this book of the law, what you see, read it, what you see, write in a book. And it says this here in about the book of the law in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 19, about God. He shall have rule over all my labor, wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. He shall have rule over all my labor. He shall have rule over the work coming from him that is the Authorized Version Bible. Take this book of the law, have rule over it. Okay, and I rule from this book, the Authorized Version Bible. I have taken the book. It has been given to me. He shall have rule over all my labor. That's telling the people about God. He shall have rule. And the labor here is a reference to the work of the Authorized Version Bible. God shall have rule over it. Okay? That's why I'm told, write the things, read the book, write the things that you see. Put it in a book. Ask the question. I'm asked the question, what do you see? And I say it, I see the laws written on all things. Okay, this matter belongeth to thee. Take this book of the law. And I have done that. Okay, 2 Kings 20, verse 16, hear the word of the Lord. That's another commandment. 2 Kings 20, 16. Twenty sixteen. says that. Hear the word of the Lord. And I have done that. I have heard the word concerning the Lord. And I want you to remember that. I have heard the word concerning the Lord. Just as I have been directed, hear the word of the Lord. Hear. Understand the word of the Lord. One of the definitions of hear is to understand. Also, another definition is to listen to formally. Formally. To listen to in an authoritative capacity. Hear the word of the Lord. Okay, Isaiah 3:17, I'm told this, Isaiah 3:17, discover their secret parts. The full statement says, the Lord will discover their secret parts, but that's what I have done. I have discovered the secret parts of the Authorized Version Bible. This, the Lord's writ on all things, is one of those secret parts. Another part is the law of a curse. That's a secret part of the Authorized Version Bible, of the matter of the Authorized Version Bible. Secret part. The commandment says, well, the statement says, the Lord, and is telling the people about something about the Lord. What? He will discover their secret parts. The Bible writers' secret parts in the Authorized Version Bible are same as saying the Bible's secret parts. Discover their secret parts. I have done that. Another such secret part is the law of God. Another such secret part is identity of God. God's identity. Secret part. The Bible asks in Job, hast thou heard the secret of God? Have I heard the secret of God? Yes, I have. And I have come to an understanding of that secret. And I have been informing the people of that secret, making them aware, so that the knowledge of God, the person of God, is no longer a secret. Therefore, the statement I alluded to earlier today in this program, which says the mystery of God should be finished, is true. I have solved the mystery of God using the matter of Bible content, and I now seek to make my discovery known. I have discovered God. I have discovered the Bible's secret part. Who does the Bible give credit to for doing that? It gives the credit to the Lord. It says, the Lord will discover their secret parts. Well, I have done it. Just as it says, God answered him by his voice. Well, I'm the one who answered him. I'm the one who discovered the secret parts and shared with the people. The Bible calls that individual the Lord. In this statement in Isaiah and in the statement in Exodus, it called the individual God. Follow the facts. Get the facts. Acquaint yourself with these facts that I'm setting forth. And in doing so, you will obey the commandment given in the Bible that says, know the Lord. You know the Lord from what the Scripture says about the Lord. And the Scriptures do not make mistakes in identifying the Lord, identifying God. It does not make mistakes. The Scriptures concerning God are infallible. Now, just as I have heard the word of the Lord. I read it earlier a few minutes ago. The people are also commanded in the same statement to hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word concerning the Lord. I'm speaking on that word now. Okay? Now, take this book of the law, hear the word of the Lord, discover their secret parts. I'm being instructed. Okay? And find out God. That's Proverbs. Let's turn to it. Proverbs. Okay. Proverbs 2, verse 5. The last statement says, find the knowledge of God. I take that as a commandment to me. That is spoken to me, telling me to find the knowledge of God. Remember now what I'm doing. I'm showing statements that are made directly to me. And I let you know whether or not I've done it or not. Because just to read scripture, it doesn't solve anything. To follow the scriptures, to obey, to execute, to perform the scripture, that's everything. I've been commanded to seek and search out all things, speak what I know, write, read the book of the law, which is the authorized version of the Bible, write the things that I see. And I'm being instructed to, and I have been instructed to, find the knowledge of God, which I have done, and I'm seeking to make that knowledge known to the world and by the world. As the Psalm 49:1 statement said, to all people, rich, poor, high, low, all people, I'm seeking to make the knowledge of God known to them, known to all people. I have obeyed that commandment, find the knowledge of God. And again, I have solved the mystery of God, and I seek to make that knowledge known. And I am making it known. Okay? Now, no man can work. That is John 9:4. John 9:4 says, no man can work. That's telling the people something about God. Now, no man in the Authorized Version Bible was a mystery. I have solved the no man mystery. No man is the Bible's secret name for God. Rather than saying God, they say no man. And so when the average person reads the statement with regard to no man, they don't see that it's talking about God. And they just keep on reading. But no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a reference to God. Why do I say that? Because of these things here. Okay. It says no man can work, John 9:4, doesn't it? Okay. Well, I work. I work with the scriptures. That is work. When I was commanded to take the book of the law, authorized version, to read that book of the law, authorized version Bible, write the things that I see, understand, and all from the Authorized Version Bible. That's work. Well, it says no man can work. God's license to do what he's been instructed to do with Bible content. No man can work. No man works with Scripture. God works with Scripture. It's setting forth the work of God. Remember, read the book, take the book, write the things you see, etc. Okay? All of that's work. No man can work. Seek and search out all things that work. Who can do the work? The Bible says clearly, no man can do the work. No man can work. And no man is a reference to God. So translated, that says, or interpreted, that says, God can work. And that's why you have the statement in the Bible, the phrase, that is, the works of God. Why? Because no man works. God works. What does he work with? He works with Scripture. Okay? And remember, the Authorized Version Bible, content, crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, has been given to God and given to him to work with and to work out and to inform the people of his findings. Okay? No man, I said, is a mystery. I just explained a mystery that is a reference to God. No man can work. God can work. No man is sure of life. Job 24:22. No man is sure of life. The title of this broadcast, God's Right to Life. God's Right to Life. God is not to be rejected. God is to be awarded life. As from a law court, a court of law, God is to be allowed to let live. I read the statement earlier, let God be true. And we get a picture of God. So that we can know him when he comes from the Scriptures. And that's what I'm doing. I'm actually giving a picture of God, painting a picture of God. No man can work. No man is sure of life. I am sure of life for God. This is not about Tommy L. Hart. This is about the God capacity that the man has is God capacity. There is no man, John 7:4, there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. That's a true statement. If you haven't marked it as true, mark it as true and fulfilled. And being fulfilled, okay? That is that scripture tells exactly what I am seeking to get done now. I am seeking to be known openly. I, in my capacity as God, am seeking to be known openly. Publish, declare, and conceal not. The title of last week's program. Publish, declare, and conceal not. Okay? I'm not going to hide God. I am seeking to make God's presence here on earth known to the world. And the means of that is obviously the internet. The internet has that capacity to do that, has the capacity to do that, to make me known, to make God known worldwide. Okay, so that's a true statement, but it says no man. No man can work, God can work. No man is sure of life, God is sure of life. There is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. No man seeks to be known. No man himself seeks to be known openly. God himself seeks to be known openly. That's what I am doing. John 7:13 says this, no man spake openly. I'm doing that now. I'm speaking openly concerning God and concerning my God capacity, my God work. Read the scriptures, search and seek out all things, write the things you see in a book, etc. Right? No man spake openly. Mark that statement as true. And when I read these statements and say mark them, mark only the words or the part that I speak. Okay? That part in the statement in the verse is true. No man spake openly. About what? About God. About the person of God. About the person having the designation of God. And I've told you, okay, don't let me get ahead of myself. Just let me stick with the outline. Okay? No man. Solving the mystery of no man. Okay? No man. God spake openly. God is speaking openly about God right now. God is seeking to make himself known right now. I may have skipped this one right here. Galatians 3:11. No man is justified in the sight of God. No man is justified in the sight of God. Okay, I'm reaching for our book here. Okay, quickly, H-I-J. Okay, I'm looking up the word justified. Okay, the word justified here means, the statement says, no man is justified in the sight of God. Justified, to show to be just, right, or in accord with reason. To supply good or lawful grounds for. No man is justified to show to be just, right. I am right in doing what I'm doing. I am right in speaking what I'm speaking about God and the person of God, the identity of God. I'm right. And you will find me as you listen to be right. I am justified. No man is justified in the sight of God. Okay? And who is God? No man is God. And no man is God's secret, the Bible's secret name for God. I am God. I am the God that the Bible talks about and exalts. God answered him by a voice. I answer. Okay? All right. Now, and these instructions are to God. Take the book of the law. That's to God. Seek and search out all things. That's for God. That's God's work. Write the things you've seen in a book. That's God's work. Once you have studied, scrutinized, analyzed Bible content, write the things you have found in a book. That's all of that is God's work. All those things are works that are to be done by God. Okay, no man is justified in my sight, right? And in the sight of God the testator, no man is justified. Okay? No man is God. 1 Corinthians 2:11, no man knows the things of God. God knows the things of God. What does of mean there? It means belonging to. No man knows the things belonging to God. God knows the things belonging to God. God, the new God, knows the things that have belonged to the former God testator. Okay? No man knows. I know the things that have belonged to the former God. Mark 12:14, and I speak about those things. I have spoken on this program about those things that belong to God, the testator, that have fallen to the new God in me. I have spoken on those things. So what the question I am answering today is, who is God? Who am I? Who is God? Those are the questions I am answering today. And what am I doing also? I'm seeking to make God known. John 7, or was it chapter 9? Okay. That was John 7, 4. Okay, now let's move on. Mark 12:14 says this, thou art true and carest for no man. True means real. I am real, and they're talking about God. Okay? They're talking about God. God is the subject. God is the subject. And they say to me, thou art true and carest for no man. Now, isn't that what I do? I care for myself. I take care of myself so far. You know, so far I've been healthy enough to care for myself. And they say to me, thou art true and carest for no man. So far, up to this point in my life, I have cared for and care for no man. I care for God. Mark that statement is true. True to God. True concerning God. And remember, this is about God. It's not about man. It's about God. Okay. Proverbs 1:24. No man regardeth. No man regardeth. We are commanded to consider the work of God. I'm commanded that. I have considered the work of God. It's in the Bible. I have considered it. It says, no man regardeth. I have given regard to the crucial matter of Bible content, all of Bible content, really, all of it, okay? And my focus is on the Bible's crucial matter. Okay? No man regardeth. I have looked at, I have considered the crucial matter of Bible content. Mark that statement as fulfilled in Tommy Hart. God has fulfilled it. Mark it as fulfilled by God in Tommy Hart. Okay, Acts 9:8, he saw no man. I have seen no man. I have come to an understanding of no man. I know that in the Authorized Version Bible, no man is a reference to God. Mark that statement as fulfilled. I have seen no man. I have come to an understanding of no man. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14:2, no man understands him. Or, no man understands. I understand the ways of the Lord, the testator, in the Bible. That's how I am able to interpret accurately the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Matthew 22:46, no man was able to answer him. Remember it said God answered him? It says here, no man was able to answer him. No man here is a reference to God. No man was able to answer him. God was able to answer him. Exodus 19:19, and I said it earlier, God answered him by a voice. That goes with, I put that with Matthew 22:46, which says, no man was able to answer him. Genesis 31:50, no man is with us. See? Now the scripture has said what? God shall be with you. Genesis. And then in Revelation, God shall be with them and be their God, and they shall be his people. Okay, here it says, no man is with us. See, I am here. I'm here with the people. I'm here with the people. No man is with us. See, do you see what I'm talking about? No man, God. God is known by the judgments he executes. Okay, judgment. Judgment. Okay. And you have Matthew 1:23, which says, God with us. No man is with us. See, God with us. They deliberately left out the verb there. God is with us. And God is supposed to add, and I have the verb, which is. They said, God with us. They left the verb to be added by God. He adds the verb when he comes and make it true. So the true statement is God, and for Matthew 1:23, it's true now. God is with us. No man is with us. See? Ecclesiastes 8:8, let me skip that one. Isaiah 41:28, I beheld and there was no man to behold, to look at, to see, to regard. I have seen no man. I have come to an understanding of no man. No man is. No man exists. No man in the Authorized Version Bible. And Revelation 5:4, no man was able to open and read the book. He was instructed to read the book. He was able to open and read the book. No man. The mystery of no man is solved. No man in the Authorized Version Bible, for the most part, no man is a reference. It is a reference to God. Now, does that mean every no man statement in the Authorized Version Bible is a reference to God? Maybe not. But the ones that I have pointed out are references to God. Now, of course, there are others that I have not pointed out. But this is enough. These 14 statements, these 14 no man statements are sufficient to conclude that no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a reference to God. Why? Because God does what it says about no man. They are all positive statements. No man can work. No man is sure of life. God can work. God is sure of life. No man is justified in the sight of God. The person, Tommy Hart, is justified in the sight of God. No man is justified. No man speak openly. That's what I do. I'm speaking openly. There is no man who he himself seeks to be known openly. That is exactly what I'm doing. Exactly what I'm doing. Okay, that's enough for the no man statement. No man is real. Okay? Now, I continue. Okay. No man can work. With God, all things are possible. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. All right? Have they said anything else to me? Yes, they have said something else to me in the Authorized Bible. Here I have a statement that said, Psalm 61:7. Psalm 61:7 says, oh, prepare mercy and truth. That's a statement to God. Prepare mercy and truth. That I do. I prepare truth. I have searched it out. I have searched out things, and I have found. And I bring forth to the people that which is truth, that which is real, that which is according to life, you know. And I'm told here in 1 Kings 22:5, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord. Okay? And that's what I've done. Read this, the authorized version, I pray thee. And that's Isaiah 29:11-12. Okay, 29:11-12, yes. And it says just this. Read this. Read what is for this? The authorized version of the Bible, content of the Bible. Okay? Read this, I pray thee. All right? Read and open the book. Search the scriptures. Okay, that's John 5. Search the scriptures. That's John 5:39. Search the scriptures. That's another commandment. Write the things you see in a book. Search the scriptures. Seek and search out all things. Seek and search where? In the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Okay? That's also in John 7, I believe. Okay? In John 7, verse 52, I'm commanded, search and look. God is commanded to search and look. Search the scriptures. I have done those things. Okay? Be of good courage and do it. Thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. Now, this statement here, Job 34:16, if now thou hast understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words, the word which I shall say to thee, that thou shalt do. If thou canst answer me, one, set thy words in order. Talking to God now. If thou canst answer me, and we've already established the fact that God has answered the Bible authors. God has answered the matter of Bible content. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order. Two, thou shalt be steadfast and not fear. Three, the works of God should be made manifest. My works are clear. My speech is clear. It's clear on my program, the things that I say. Plain, I speak plainly. Four, overcome evil with good. The mystery of God should be finished. It is finished. It is done. God is seeking to make himself known. Yeah. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Talking, all talking to me, all talking to God. And so we have these things right here. Search and look in the scriptures. What thou seest, write in the book, and I will set it up. Right. Show us former things. That's another commandment. Show us what shall happen. I'm told ye shall bring forth the old because of the new. And that's what I do. All of these things been in the Bible for years. They're old. But as a new, we take them as a new. You know what I'm saying? Old. New, because we are just now getting an understanding of these things, of these old things. So I'm told to, ye shall bring forth the old. All right? Old laws. Old, what's the old? Law of the curse, law of Passover, law of God, the will, the holy will of God. All of these are old things. They've been in the Bible. They say the authorized version Bible is 400 years old. So these things are old. They've been in the Bible all these years. But now we see them as anew. You know? All right? Because of the new. Knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge is being increased right now. Right now, you know who is God in the Bible. The Bible alone by itself, God is a mystery. Okay? So, having the knowledge of God is an increase in knowledge. And an increase in Bible knowledge. Because remember, the things that I write, the things that I speak and teach about Bible content, these are all a part of Bible content. The Bible is incomplete without the works of God. Because the Bible commands things to be done. And in order for the Bible to be complete, then the things that it has called for must be done. And only when the things it calls for are done, then only will the Bible be complete or completed. It is not completed as it is. It needs fulfillment in all things to be complete. Okay. Let thy work, talking to God, let thy work appear to thy servants. God's servants are the Gentiles. The Gentiles have already said to God, we are your servants in the scripture. They've said to the new God, we are your servants. Okay? So God is commanded to let his work appear to his servants. My servants can see my work on this program, Blog Talk Radio program, Lawmaster. They can hear my voice on the program. They can get my book. They have access to my work. The Gentiles have access, just like other people, to the works of God. Okay? And they say to me, I have you in my heart. Of course, I'm talked about throughout Bible content. Because why? Because what? God is talked about throughout Bible content, the new gospel. All of these commandments are given to the new God. They are for the new God. Okay? Thou day has come. Okay? Now, okay, now, those are statements. I have given you statements showing that the Bible talks to me. It gives me instructions. Of course, it does more than that. But it gives. But one of the things it does, one of the Bible's functions is to instruct God, to inform God, to guide him. Tell him what to do. Instruct him. Command him. Okay? Like in Philippians 3:21, God is commanded to subdue all things. You know, in Ecclesiastes, he's told to what? Seek and search out all things. Here it says, subdue all things, conquer, master. Master all things. All things having to do with the crucial matter of Bible content. Master the knowledge of the authorized word in Bible. Subdue all things. Okay? All right. I am told I will be with you. All things are possible to thee. Do those things which are not convenient. Convenient here means easy to do. Then Hebrews 10:5, a body, it says, hast thou prepared for me. The body. The body of my work, the body of this document, the body of my information on the body of my archives, the body of this program, this episode, a body hast thou prepared for me. I'm told, fill all things. That's Ephesians 4:10. 2 Corinthians 7:11, I am instructed to be clear in all things. So that's why I try to give a good explanation, as I did with the no man phrase, to be clear about it, about God, to be clear about Bible, the Bible speaking directly to me, giving all these examples so that I might be clear, okay? And we're back at You see, Ecclesiastes 1:13 and Psalm 139, verse 23, seek and search out all things, know my heart and know my thoughts. I have found the heart. I have discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay. Ephesians 1:10, I'm commanded, gather all things, document all things, be obedient in all things. 2 Corinthians 2:9, prove all things. Prove here means establish as truth, demonstrate to be a fact. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I did with the no man concept a few minutes ago. That's what I'm doing with pointing out statements that they're whereby Bible writers speak directly to me. I'm proving that and giving all the examples. Now, I'm also instructed here, Exodus 18:20, Matthew 16:19, John 14:1, 1 Kings 3:9, show them, the Gentiles, the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let not thine heart be troubled, or let not the main body of my content be disordered or in a confused state. Okay? Now, and I say all of that, and of course there are many more things I can show that the Bible writers are actually speaking directly to me, but I think I have given a sufficient amount. Okay? And from those, you can find that, you can conclude that Bible writers do indeed talk to me, and I carry out the things that they say do, that they tell me to do. I think I have given sufficient evidence to support that finding. All right? Yeah. And I said all of that to say this right here. Just one moment. Okay. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Now, if they said all those things to me, then it is believable that they said this to me right here. Let's see. Here. Let's see here. And I'm looking in my notes. Okay, let me turn here. Okay. I know, 1 Kings 17:24. Now by this, I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. Bible writers speaking to me, I know. Because I hear the word of the Lord, the testator, and I carry out the word. I fulfill the word that he has spoken to me. Okay? By this, I know that thou art a man having the designation of God. That's what of means there. Thou art a man having the designation of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. Okay? All right. Now, all of the examples I gave of Bible authors talking to me, here's another statement wherein they speak directly to me. 1 Kings 18:31. They say to me, Israel shall be thy name. Okay? They said that directly to me. Israel shall be thy name. And therefore, I am told this Let's look at Psalm 118 first. The question, who is the Lord? That's in Proverbs 30. Okay? And the answer is this right here. The answer is in Psalm 118, verse 27. Who is the Lord? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Light, meaning knowledge, law. Proverbs 6:23 says, the law is light. I have showed the people on my on this program I have shown them the law having to do with God. I've also shown them the law of the curse. I've shown them the law of Passover. I've shown them the law of God. I've shown them the will of God. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. I show light to the people. I show knowledge to the people. God is the Lord who has showed, which has showed us light. Now, as far as the Lord answering him, Exodus 19:19, it's also here in 118, Psalm 118, verse 5, the Lord answered me. God answers him by a voice. The Lord answered me. And who is God? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. The scripture also says, if the Lord be God, follow him. If the Lord be God, if the Lord be God, follow him. And then we are told, God is the Lord. I mean, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. 1 Chronicles 17:24. Now, we're talking about God now. God, who is the Lord? Who is God? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. What was that? 1 Chronicles 17. Okay. I was told that thy name shall be called, Israel shall be thy name. Israel shall be thy name. Okay. Now, we have this proclamation about God, whose name the Bible authors call Israel. First Chronicles 17:24, the Lord of hosts. Who is he? The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. The Lord, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. The Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. And they say here in 1 Chronicles 17:26, directly to me, and now, Lord, thou art God. See the progression. They speak to me, giving me instructions, commanding me, telling me things to do, and now they tell me who I am or what I am. They say, now, Lord, calling me Lord, thou art God. Why? Because Israel shall be thy name, and the Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. So, who am I? 1 Chronicles 17:16. Who am I? Here's the answer. Lord God, thou art the Lord God. Now, Lord, thou art God. That's where the Lord God comes from. Then that shows my standing, you know, rank, whatever, my standing, Lord God. But my new name is Israel, Israel. I-S-R-A-E-E-L. I-S-R-A-E-L, Israel. Okay? You have the standing, and you have the name. Lord God, the standing, Israel, the name. Put them together, Lord God Israel, or Lord God of Israel, meaning Lord God having the designation of Israel. And there we have it. Follow the facts. Follow the facts. That's what I do. That's what you should do. Follow the facts. Judge rightly. Judge rightly. And come to a conclusion, as I have, that in the Bible, Bible writers call me God. Now, what I could have read this before, but Revelation 2, the testator, God the testator made known what he would do. He says to the people, to Gentiles, he said, Revelation 2:17, to him will I give a new name written, which no man knoweth. No man knows the new name written that is to be given to him. Who? God. Saving he that receiveth it. I'll read it together. I will give him a new name written, which then is written. I just showed it to you a few moments ago, where it says, Israel shall be thy name. That statement was made to me. I will give him a new name written, which no man knoweth. No man is God, which God knoweth. God knows the name that is given to him. Saving he that receiveth it. I will give him a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. I have been given a new name. The new name is Israel. I know the new name. I just stated it. And I have received the new name. Mark that statement true in Revelation 2:17. The points that I read from it, I will give him a new name written which no man knows, saving he that received it. Mark that is fulfilled, and put a note, God has received his new name. And the new name is Israel. All right. That's it for today. Draw the same conclusion. You should have no problem understanding those things that I went through. They are all plain. They are all plain. They are clear. They are understandable. And we should abide by those things and govern ourselves accordingly. The Bible says, fear God and keep his commandments. Until the next time.